What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just heard from the mayor, Governor Shapiro, the managing director, Adam Teal, and the fire commissioner here in Philadelphia. All of them spoke within the last half hour, giving an update that we've been waiting for. We knew the six people on the plane were killed. At this point, they have not been publicly identified. As for how many people on the ground were hurt or killed, and you mentioned this, Kirk, but Mayor Parker had this update, and this is what she had to say.
That at least one other person perished in this tragedy, and this individual was in a car. We can confirm that there are also a number of other victims who were injured in this incident, and they are being treated in area hospitals. And thus far, our count is that there are 19 injured victims. But again, this is not etched in stone.
Yeah, and the mayor emphasized that everything is fluid. Police are going door to door. They're checking on people here in the neighborhood. And city officials are stressing if there is someone you know who is unaccounted for, maybe they were around here last night, maybe they live here, whatever the case may be, to report that to police immediately so that they can just try to figure out if that person might have been taken to the hospital. This is such a fluid situation. Police and Mayor Parker also saying that if you were around here, or if you do live around here and you go out and maybe, you find debris in your yard or you find debris on your car, something like that, from this crash, to call 911 to make sure that you do report that. And we're about a half a mile away from the crash scene, and we found a tank with the Jet Rescue logo on it, like an oxygen tank, right here on Common Avenue. So it flew that far from the crash, about a half mile away or so. So, again, everything fluid right now. And in terms of the cause of all of this, of course, the city officials aren't handling that. That's the NTSB, FAA. They're handling that part of the investigation.
Tim, that's really fascinating about that debris flying so far away, the oxygen tank that far away. By the way, I know that you mentioned that Governor Shapiro was there today as well. I guess just offering words of encouragement.
Yes, his prayers, along with Mayor Parker's prayers, for those who lost their lives in all of this, and also stressing that they have received support from the FAA, the federal government, offering any type of support that was needed. That's what the governor said, and the mayor said this as well, that everybody, all these different agencies are working together to make sure that this investigation goes through as seamless as possible, and of course that everyone here, and this is important, everyone here is accounted for.